From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Today, I'm very excited to be talking with the legendary guitarist Pat Metheny. He's performing tomorrow night at the Adrian Arsht Center. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
It's my pleasure.
Your first instrument was trumpet. You started playing as a little kid. Why did you switch to guitar?
The day is coming up when the Beatles, you know, were on the Ed Sullivan Show. That was February the 9th, 1964, right? And me and literally millions of other kids, suddenly the guitar was no longer just an instrument. It became the iconic emblem of what was just about to happen. Where my story is a little different is that within a few weeks of getting a guitar, my older brother brought home a Miles Davis record called Four and More, and that had just about as much impact as the Beatles.
When did you come to Miami?
In the fall of 1972. Dr. Bill Lee, who was the dean of the University of Miami at that time, heard me playing at a club in Kansas City. I was a senior in high school at the time, and basically, you know, I had not taken a book home since seventh grade because I was practicing, you know, 20 hours a day or as long as I could stay awake, and was basically flunking out of high school. So Dr. Lee offered me a full scholarship to go to the University of Miami, and yeah, Miami, sure.
You didn't just go to school at the University of Miami. You got here, and then at 18, you started teaching at the University of Miami.
Well, I went to one or two classes and realized there was no way I was going to be able to pull this off. And as it happened, that was the first year that the University of Miami offered the electric guitar as one of the first, maybe second or third schools in the United States where you could go and major in electric guitar. Instead of having four or five guitar majors, they had 80 all of a sudden, and one guitar teacher. And Dr. Lee knew that I was sort of functional as a professional musician. And when I went to him and said, look, I'm not going to be able to hang as a college student, he said, okay, well, would you stay on and teach?
Your first album, Bright Size Life, was, I think, one of the defining albums of that era of jazz. And Jaco Pastorius, who's from here in South Florida and one of the great electric bassists, I think, of all time, was on that record. Did you meet here in Miami?
Yeah. I heard Jaco about the third day I was there playing at Vizcaya with Ira Sullivan's Baker's Dozen band. And actually, I almost went and got back on the bus and went back to Missouri, to tell you the truth. It was just shocking to hear somebody playing at that level who was, you know, he was 2 or 3 years older than me, but we became very close friends doing weird gigs that you could do around Miami at that time.
Yeah, amazing time. I think about those days in Miami, which I was not here for and wish that I had been. Your group now, the one that you're bringing to the Arsht Center, is called Pat Metheny Unity Group. Can you tell me about that group?
A couple years ago, I sort of was a little shocked to realize that in, you know, the 40 or so records that I've made over all these years, there was really just one record that was sort of the classic tenor player plus a rhythm section kind of record, and that was 8081. And maybe I had to wait 30 years for Chris Potter to come along. He's the featured saxophone player on both the Unity Band record and the new Unity Group record. The first record was like a black and white documentary record of a bunch of guys in the studio. We went in, we played the tunes a couple times, and that was that. This is like the 3D IMAX version of it.
Pat Metheny, thank you so much for talking to me, and I look forward to hearing you at the gig.
See you then.
From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.